Since its July 4th release, The Sound of Freedom has exceeded all expectations at the box office, rivaling blockbuster summer releases such as Indiana Jones. Sound of Freedom's stunning box office success was achieved despite the fact that it was released independently, outside the usual Hollywood distribution channels. Audience reaction to the movie has been strongly favorable. Yet the movie is being trashed by the establishment opinion cartel, which begs the question, why? Let's take a look. Hello, everybody. This is Gary Benoit, and with me today for Beyond the Cover is William F. Jasper, Senior Editor of the New American Magazine. Bill, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Gary. Pleasure as always.
Well, thank you. And of course, Bill, the reason that we asked you to be on the program today is because of an article that you wrote that actually was part of a package of three articles in the July 31 issue of the New American Magazine about The Sound of Freedom, the blockbuster Hollywood movie, as well as the real story about the child sex trafficking. And, of course, the movie itself is based on a true story, based on part of what has happened within the child sex industry and the rescuing of children. But I'd like to start off, Bill, by just referring to several reviews, because despite the fact that this movie is doing very well at the box office, it's being trashed by members of the establishment. And one example would be from Rolling Stone. Rolling Stone says that The Sound of Freedom is a superhero movie for dads with brainworms. The QAnon-tinged thriller about child trafficking is designed to appeal to the conscience of a conspiracy-addled boomer. Also from The Guardian in the UK, Sound of Freedom, the QAnon-adjacent thriller seducing America. And then from The Washington Post, Sound of Freedom, the low-budget film about child sex trafficking, almost topped the box office on July 4, but its star, Jim Caviezel, has linked it to the QAnon movement. So here's the question I have to start off with, Bill, for you. Why is it that the establishment opinion cartel hates the movie Sound of Freedom so much?
Well, yes, that is the big question. And of course, for anyone that's been paying attention to the mainstream media for the last decade or two knows that there's something terribly amiss there. And you just cited three of those reviews. Of course, there are many more. Incidentally, when the movie first opened, there were almost no reviews of it in the major media, the major networks and whatnot, just ignored it completely. And the ones who did weigh in on it usually came in later, or some of the earlier ones, like a couple of those you cited, were extremely negative. And an interesting one was Variety magazine, which is a big Hollywood, they get millions of views every month. It's a big, well-known Hollywood magazine, and very super liberal, left-wing. They gave actually a fairly good review of it, but even in that review, which they noted that this is a gripping drama and it's a real issue, they couldn't resist attacking it as QAnon and pro-Christian and going outside of the mainstream. So there's something very, very wrong here. The media, which should be in on the ground floor of exposing the child sex trade, has been covering it up for all these years. And now when finally a very credible, well-produced, powerful movie like this comes along, you can tell it sends jitters through the media world and through Hollywood and through higher political and financial circles. And again, it gets back to that question, why? And I think I know, I think you know, that there is a lot of complicity involved with many of those high-level players in this very wicked, sordid trade.
Well, I read the review in Variety too, Bill, and of course that review was early on. The review came out before the movie was actually released. And as you pointed out, there were still some snide things in that review, even though overall it was a good review. But I wonder, Bill, if the review were released or the review came out after the movie came out, if the review would have been as glowing as it was.
Good, a very good point. I think the answer to that is probably not. It mm-hmm. would, because it was clear that they were going to try to smother the film mm-hmm. by not giving it any reviews. And then, against all expectations, when a lot of conservative groups, Christian groups, and whatnot got behind the film, and Angel Studios took a very savvy marketing approach, and Jim Caviezel worked with it very well, Eduardo Verástegui, they went around to a lot of the churches doing the same thing that Mel Gibson did with Passion of the Christ, and organized to get, I think you might have an update, but it was over 2,500, maybe close to 3,000 screens eventually carrying it, and it's still playing in quite a few theaters. After it began getting traction and blowing away all of the competition, then they got very concerned and had to start really trashing the film. And so I think that Variety probably would have been in there with the rest of the pack if they had not done it sooner.
Right. My own impression, as you're saying, Bill, is that initially the idea was to give the movie the silent treatment. And, of course, Variety specializes in looking at the entertainment industry, and they did get it a review, but by and large, the movie was ignored until it no longer could be ignored, until it became a box office sensation that no one expected. And so then the establishment went from the silence treatment to giving the movie all kinds of attacks. And, in fact, they've attacked the movie to such an extent the attacks have been so vicious, it almost seems, Bill, as if they are afraid of the movie, as if they're afraid of the message.
Well, they have good reason to be, because this is awakening people to a long, festering, terrible crime, a crime that has been going on and growing with a whole big network, a whole syndicate, a worldwide a criminal enterprise, which with every revolution, with every war, with every upheaval, every natural disaster, you have dislocated families, you have lots of orphans. Those are children who are more easily scooped up and taken into this global slave trade. It is a slave trade, a sex slave trade, and many of these children never make it out of it. They are exploited until they are no longer useful, and then they're disposed of. And so anyone in the media who has any sense of justice, they're always bleeding hearts over every issue dear to the liberal left heart. But they had Marion Wright Edelman and all of Hillary Clinton really promoted the Children's Defense Fund a number of years back, and they talk about defending children. But where have they been on this? They haven't been saying anything about this. The United Nations, the Justice Department, the State Department, they give pro forma statements about this every couple of years or semi-annually, and make it appear that they care about it, but then they do nothing. And so this is motivating a lot of people to say, hey, we're not going to stand for this anymore. And Jim Caviezel and Eduardo Verástegui, the producer and actor in it, and Angel Studios have made it clear they want this to become a crusade and to not just be a movie. They're not just about making money. They want to make this into a crusade. And that's what it's going to take to motivate the public, and to motivate the public then to put the pressure on politicians at the local, state, and federal level to say, no, we're not going to put up with this anymore.
Okay, what specifically should politicians do to bring an end to this child sex slavery?
Well, first of all, we need to have some investigations, because it's very apparent to me, after investigating this for many years, that we have complicity with high-level people in our government. If we had time, we could go back into the Craig Spence case. You remember back in the during the 1980s, during the Bush administration, Craig Spence was what was the Jeffrey Epstein of his day. He had these big lavish parties, all the famous people of Hollywood, of the media, Ted Koppel, Katie Couric, all these, Eric Severide, all these people were always at his home, all the politicians, Republican and Democrat. Turns out that he was working with a homosexual network there run by Harry Vinson. And he was spending upwards of $20,000 a month, Craig Spence, this big lobbyist, on homosexual services. We don't know for sure that that network got into pedophile younger than 18-year-olds. There's some evidence it was, but it showed that there was this big, seamy undertow in Washington, D.C. circles. And that's just one of several that we could point to. And it involved both Democrat and Republican high-level politicos. And so this has been going on for a long time. And the Twitter files and now the Instagram files show that Instagram was facilitating, that's Mark Zuckerberg's empire. Instagram is owned by Meta, which is Facebook Meta, one of the biggest enterprises in the world. They were actually the biggest pedophile network in the world. They were using their algorithms so that pedophiles, if they're looking for something, it would show them, okay, here's where you can go, here's where you can do all of this. And they finally admitted it, and they said, well, our various algorithms weren't working properly. They have the ability to cancel you, me, and anyone else who utters anything wrong about COVID or gun control or anything like that. But now they're trying to tell us that this was ongoing for years and they were facilitating pedophile networks and they're trying to blame it on their algorithms. So this goes very high. We know that the FBI, the DOJ, the State Department are implicated in this in many different ways, in the Jeffrey Epstein case and in many others, going clear back to the Michael Aquino Temple of Set, which was a Satanist group in the 1980s. One of these days we can get into one which would go into more detail on all of these cases. But for now, it's pretty clear that this movie, it has struck a chord, and millions of people had really no idea that there was such a magnitude, scale of this criminality going on, are now going to be awakened and activated. And this goes beyond just political activity. It strikes right at the heart of parenthood. Vigilance over our children is so very important, and it means when you're in the park, when they're at school, when you take them to playgrounds, when you take them to Disneyland, or hopefully you don't take your kids to Disneyland anymore. It's not a child-friendly place, but any kind of amusement park where they are vulnerable to being snatched. But also in social media, much of what happens with the children who end up going and meeting with these individuals is because they've met up with them on the various social media platforms, and they've been groomed and seduced by these perverts, these pedophiles. And parents have to be aware of that and to limit their exposure of their kids to this kind of thing. And that goes also for the schools. As we found out in the last few years, we've been warning at the New American about this for decades, but in the last couple of years, it has become so blatantly obvious that the schools are being the primary grounds for grooming children in all of the sexual ideologies, transsexualism, LGBTQ, LMNOPism. You know, they're pushing this in the schools in such a way that that robs children of their innocence and hypersexualizes them and prepares them for these kinds of exploitations by the pedophile networks.
It's a really important point, Bill, because obviously the typical American does not have the ability to go to Columbia which is where the movie Sound of Freedom is set, to go through the jungles there to rescue children. We simply don't have the means to do that. But children are being endangered in many ways, including, as you pointed out, in the government schools. And so there are all kinds of things we can do in addition to exposing this child sex trafficking. We could get the kids out of the government schools, for instance, where their souls are being endangered because of the indoctrination that they're getting. And we can protect children from the filth that is now called entertainment, including, as you pointed out, Disney, which is not, as you said, a child-friendly place. And so there are all kinds of things that we can do. Do you think, Bill, that this movie, even though it is focused on child sex trafficking, can open the eyes of many people in these other areas as well where children are also being endangered?
Well, I think it already has and will continue to do so. One of the things that Jim Caviezel and Tim Ballard, the real-life agent whom he portrays, are doing is working through the organization OUR, which is Operation Underground Railroad, and several other organizations, which we have mentioned in our reviews, for ongoing education and activation of American citizens, including parents, grandparents, and all guardians. But there are many other things, too. Jim Caviezel has pointed out in several of his interviews that our current situation on the southern border, where the Biden administration has completely opened our border, has caused a flood of migrants coming up here. And amongst those are tens of thousands of unaccompanied children, whom basically the Biden administration has facilitated a flood of potential pedophile victims. In fact, many of them we know already are by the time they get to our border. Sometimes desperate parents give them to or pay pedophiles to who they think are just trafficking migrants to get up there, and they find out that their kids are, they never see them again, or their kids are trafficked into sexual bondage here in the United States. So the Biden administration, which claims to be supporting and protecting children, has really become one of the greatest facilitators of this exploitation. That's on our southern border. Then we have over in Ukraine, with the whole displacement of the Ukrainian population, there are many thousands of children there that are being taken, abducted, and sold into sexual slavery. So those are all things that we can affect. We have the liberty, the freedom, the ability, and the obligation to affect that. It's being done in our name by our government with our tax dollars, and we have an obligation to do something about that.
And thankfully, this movie is helping to bring about the exposure that can bring about the change that we need to save our children. Thank you very much, Bill.
Thank you, Gary.
Freedom is the cure.
You're dead on. This is the largest experiment performed on human beings in the history of the world.
The more you know.
What they're doing is they're forcing vaccination on people, and I believe they are killing people with this vaccination.
The freer you are.
It's murder. They are basically murdering people in hospitals.
The all-cause mortality, we know, is now higher in the vaccinated group than the unvaccinated group.
Stay informed on the issues that affect freedom. Get a subscription to The New American today, thenewamerican.com.